Blackstone Audio presents M and the Big Hoom by Jerry Pinto. This book is read by Neil Shah. Chapter 1. Someone turned on a tap.
Dear Angel Ears, outside the window, a Marathi Manus is asking mournfully if anyone would like to buy salt. Or at least that's what I think. Meat! He wails, meat, wala, meat. Other sounds, my mumbling about morning mass, an impertinent sparrow demanding the last bit of my toast. I miss you terribly, but if you are going to send me a postcard, I shall abstain. I think postcards are for acquaintances, and now that we are friends, you should find some nice stationery and write me a proper letter. These scribbles will not do. They are meant for the common masses.
A butterfly is banging on the window pane in the corridor, and I must now rise to let it out.
If your next letter is not to hand with heartwarming promptness, I shall declare you unfit for human consumption and throw you to the lions. Love, I. P.S. The sparrow wins. Imelda nil, sparrow one.
In her letters to him, she calls him Angel Ears. Why Angel Ears, I asked her, in Ward 33, Psychiatric, Sir J.J. Hospital. She turned her cool green eyes on me and smiled. For a while, her fingers stopped playing with the worn-out sheet that was covering her.
Haven't you noticed? His ears are the sweetest thing about him. They look like bits of bacon curled up from too much frying.
I had never thought of my father's ears. But later